USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is former President Jimmy Carter is again in a hospital after another fall at his Georgia home. The Carter Center says the 95-year-old suffered a minor pelvic fracture and is in good spirits. It's the former president's second fall this month. The previous one left him with 14 stitches. Chicago teachers still striking. It's day five of their walkout. The Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says progress is being made in the talks about a contract, but she wants teachers to go back to the classrooms while those negotiations continue.
I think we have a proposal on the table that is fair, which is let's stay, let's be diligent, let's continue to bargain round the clock and get it done, but let's stop doing the harm to our students.
Fire is threatening some multi-million dollar homes in Pacific Palisades, California. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is to testify before Congress today in the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor will speak in a closed-door hearing about White House efforts to allegedly pressure Ukraine into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump talking impeachment yesterday.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House,
the only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is moving towards taking DNA samples from detained migrants at the border, the Justice Department giving notice of a proposed rule that restores authority given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. It directs the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule will be published later today and be open to public comment for 20 days. Three adults are facing charges after three children were found living in deplorable conditions at a home in Florida. Police in Edgewater were carrying out a welfare check on the kids on Sunday when they say they found at least 245 animals housed on the property. They say there was a dead guinea pig in the cage, rotting food along with animal waste throughout the home. The three have been charged with child abuse and dozens of counts of animal cruelty among the animals on the property, a hedgehog, sugar gliders, and several rats, which were apparently being kept as pets. And Amazon is trying to fight against fake videos online known as deep fakes. The company's working with Facebook in the Deep Fake Detection Challenge, offering $1 million to help teams spot deep fakes. You won't find any deep fakes on our site. Look for us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.